Hey, today's Duff is Zaim. So we've been talking about the Eved, Eved really, and the Gemara says, "Minayin afilu chala?" How do we know that if the Eved was sick for all these six? Remember, he's meant to work for 6 years and freed in the seventh year. Okay, we said really last year that it's not tied to Shemitah at all. So he says, "Minayin afilu chala tam?" How do we know? What if he was sick the whole time? Gemara says, "Ubishvi." Well, it says seventh year he goes free. End of story. Doesn't, however, the Gemara says, Yachol feel about what if you ran away for 6 years and came back in the last week or something? What do we say then? The Gemara says, Tamalomar no sheshanim yavod. He had to have worked 6 years. So now you've got two contradictory psukim. One says 7 years no matter what, and another one says he has to work 6 years. The Gemara says, Marita. Why did you use one pasuk to support one position, another pasuk to support the other? Why did you switch it around? The Gemara says, Achar shiribah katuvim. Since the Torah is already saying, seventh year, he can go free no matter what. Another pasuk saying, no, 6 years, he must work. I will include the one, meaning to say he goes free no matter what, when he's in the Reshut of the Adon. So the way I've explained already commits to one side of the explanation. So I'll just show you the Korban Ha'eda, he says. He says that, if, in other words, in the case of the sick person, he's in the reshut and still in the property of the Adon. Umistaber, therefore, it makes more sense to memaet the one that was never in the reshut of the Adon, meaning the one that he has to work 6 years. You weren't even there. So it's that one clearly we're going to use, associate the pasuk that if he wasn't even there, okay, you didn't satisfy the 6 years, but the other one already is in the property of the Adon, even though he's sick. Well, okay, that's what the other pasuk can correlate to. That's the first way it explains it. But interesting, the Korban gives another Ishnacharini. He says, no, mar ba'aniyat ha-boreach shemashlim. I would merabe, different understanding of merabe, of those one who ran away to mashlim. Why? Sheberushuto haya le'avodu bazadon libo lo avad. So it's different understanding of Roshuto. Lakach dinu sheyashlim. Meaning, that which is a case we say he had mas mashlim, when it was berushuto, when it was in the ability of the Eved to do work. Different understanding of Roshut is here. Meaning he could have done avodah, but decided, forget it, I'm not interested. The bezadon, like completely brazenly, whatever, he says, deliberately says, I'm not interested in engaging. Okay, so that's when the pasuk associates that he must work for 6 years. However, ma'et ani tochole, but tochole, shloya b'kochol b'rishuto. In that situation, we didn't have the capacity to serve. He would have loved to. He's just suddenly got very sick. In that situation, we can say, okay, that pasuk, if we're going to pick one of the other pasuk that says seventh year can go free would be with that one. So again, the two ways to understand what Brishutol means, who's Rishutol doing thing, and then with that's how we work with the pasukim. Marna says, Rabun Bar Chiya says, Amr Rabbi Shua, he says, Bayi, yes, following her. Nicha chala v'achak barach. What if, okay, I understand if he was sick initially, and then just ran away. He says, v'achak barach, She'ein, yeah, insert the word here, she'ein or mashlim. If he was already sick, right, and already in that situation, he's very sick and not capacity to do any work, but said, we said, okay, fine, in that situation, understand that, he doesn't have to mashlim. That's what he says. And even if he ran away after that, he's been sick. He was sick at the beginning, would have been patur anyway. However, barach v'chakachala, what if he ran away and then became sick? What do we say now? Well, when you say he ran away, he has to be mashlim. But he's run away and then got sick when he ran away. Do we say now that, oh, we can apply the other pasuk of being that he was unwell or not? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chiya bar Ada, Nishmini Minhada, we can learn from the following. So that was a very short Amud. Says, Minhada, Hamoredet al Ba'ala, if a woman is Moredet al Ba'ala. Moredet al Ba'ala means she doesn't want to have, she's I'm not going to have any Tashmish. Okay? Just says, forget it, I'm out of it. We said that back in the Ketubot, that we say kotim kotvin lo igeret mered al ktubata. And if you remember what that means that they would pochet from her ktuba, they would deduct from her ktuba, every kol shavua shiva dinarim. There'd be something like a knas. Okay, that was the that's what we learned back in the Masechet Ketubot. However, the Tani Reb Chiya says nida v'chole v'arusa v'shomeret yabam, says kotvin lo igeret mered al ktubata. If she's a nida, so she can't have tashmish anyway. Chola, arusa, shomeret yabam. So arusa is betrothed, shomeret yabam. All these situations she couldn't be able to. We'd say we write a kotvin lo with the irgeret ktuba would still apply. Okay. So the Gemara now says, let's try and understand this. Mana kama, what are you talking about? In ben meshamar marda alav Vihinida. If she's mored, she says, I'm not interested in having relations with you, and she's already a nida. Well, what are you talking about? She can't have relations anyway. The Torah, HaTorah, Himridata alav. Well, she's already, the Torah's already said that, she can't have relations. So there's no, you're gonna, well, how are you gonna call, hold her to a fault? So Gemara says, Ella, call Anna, Ella, Ella, Ken Anan came him, Bishamar da alav, Ajlo bat nida. Where she says, I'm not interested in having relations with you at all. And then one of those weeks, she became a nida. And we're meant to be deducting a certain penalty every single week. So the chiddush is that she was a nida, she ajlo bat and ubat nida, she became a nida. So we say still that week, which is a nida, the penalty would still continue to apply. That's the chiddush of the sugya. Now the Gemara says, so how do we understand? Hare eina ru'ua limrod. But once again, that situation, she couldn't have relations if she wanted to. She's a nida. Nonetheless, you still say we kotev. So Gemara says, af hacha, so to here, barach v'achacha chala, because the person was boreach, this eved. And even though after the fact he became schole, we say, mashalim, he has to fulfill, like, we don't, we still has to do the full 6 years. So the Gemara says, why? Because Yachola Meimar, because he could say to him, now this is a really, this needs a bit of thought. Yachola Meimar, Ilu Havit Gabai, if you were by me, Lo Ivashta, which is that had you been by me, had you not run away, you may not have even got sick. And because of that, you can't claim sick when you run off. You run off, you're not in my reshut. So therefore, the penalty of saying, okay, you've run off, you're not in my reshut anymore, you have to fill for 6 years. I don't care now you got sick. That could be a consequence of you running away. That's a simple way to understand it. The only problem with this that I found this very difficult is how are we explaining this from the case of Nida? Because you can't say the same thing for Nida, can you? You can't say, had you not been moredet, you wouldn't have become a nida. It's a natural cycle. Women become nida like normally. So how, that seems a little bit, for a little bit difficult. So this I saw. I looked up in the article, and the article showed.
But you can also become that when you get a shock or when you jump or when you whatever.
Yafe. Very good. So he quotes us to Yeshua that still. There could be different, if you like, either, like you said, it could be a shorter or longer time of heter. She could have got pregnant during that period and not become a nidah at all, right? Or there's again, as you say, as kind of the direction you were saying, Rabbi Israel, that there are other, there's variability even with nidah itself, right? So you could have said, had you not been moredet, maybe the conditions would have been different. So that's why he said the same type of thing. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chinana, afilu ad kadmita. Meaning, even in the first case, where what? Where the person was chole, the eved, and then ran away, we said that's obvious. Because it was chole, we said, fine, since it's chole from the outset, then fine, not a problem. You know what I mean? Like, you have to them, end of 7 years, he goes free. But now we're saying that, even in that first case, it was chole and then ran away. We say that he would have to, then he would have to mashlim those years he ran away. Why? It says, in other words, I'll think of that here. He chala v'achakach bara, or who really? It says mashlim. Why do yachil lemeimar ilu havid gabai? Had you been by me and not run away in shamp befria, I could have taken you into a specialist. I could have been able to cure you in a quicker period of time. Meaning again, you can still say your extended chole was a result of you running away. So that's still a claim, and therefore the only time we say that the time is a chola counts to his time of avdut is if he stayed in the Rishut Adon. That's kind of the conclusion of the sugya. Now the Gemara says, for koneat atzmo b'shanim. So we explain that Eved Ivri, he says, after six years of work, he goes free. So Gemara says, itan So there are some that teach that he can be an Eved can be sold under particular some terms of being sold for less than 6 years, but clearly cannot be sold for more than 6 years. However, according to the other opinion, v'itani tani, meaning the whole term of what an eved ivri is, it's 6 years, and 6 years is it. Okay, because the Torah is very, very, if you like, very specific. It says, and a dikrak stamak tiv shesh anim yavod. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, taim b'dahad in Tanaya is that pamim shu nimkar shtaim, or shalosh anim from the avel, v'avel ba'al motzah ba'al korcho. So in other words, through the Kormani says, Tamo dahach tana de kesavin, he can be sold for less than 6 years. Why? Because you find in a situation where that is indeed the case halachically, if you like. For example, he was sold a few years before the Yovel, and we mentioned the fact that the Yovel would free him. That there is a reality of someone being sold for less than 6 years. So therefore, that shita takes the extra step to say, ah, therefore, you know, you can already make that arrangement from the outset that Eved was sold for like 2 or 3 or 4 years, for example. Now the Gemara says, Ubi Yovel, how do we know that Yovel comes around frees an Eved? Because there's a Ubi Yovel Yetzer, quite clearly the Torah says explicitly, Ubi Giron Kesef. Now Giron Kesef, if you remember, is that let's say that Eved wants to free himself, he can pay off what his value. But that value decreases over the time, or the value he must pay back, decreases over the time of his servitude. So Gemara says, proportional to the time left. So Gemara says, it's a bit like a lease type of thing. So dichtiv im od rabot shanim, and the Gemara says, v'im ma'at nishar b'shanim. So the two psukim, just so you can appreciate, it says, the first is, im od rabot b'shanim lifihem, yashiv gulotom mikesem miktov. There's the many years left, he has to pay more. The second passage, if there's not many years left, they have to pay less. The Gemara says, well, this is all a little bit superfluous. Rabot, and you're saying mi'ut, it seems to be unnecessary. I mean, you could kind of do one without the other. So the Gemara seems to say now, Amar Rav Hila pa'amim what? Now, what's this mean? That how can the shanim be murubot al aschar, and aschar is murubot al sham? The years remain will be more than his value from the beginning, or vice versa. How does that work? So, how so? Minayin ata omer nimkar, because it says, nimkar b'maneh. So, the understanding of his value in the beginning was that his value would be like a maneh per year. So his value was 6 maneh in the beginning. It's still, work, by the way, working with Eved Ivri, even though you see the psukim actually you're referring to an Eved Knani. But let's keep working with Eved Ivri. That's where the Korbanet explains it. However, over the term, he's, you know, got more fit. His value as an Eved is more. Vishpiach, and now really his value should be 200 per year. Should have been. Right, how do we know that you really still go by that original value, that it's declining maneh maneh? Says Tamalomar mi kesef miknato yashiv. We go look at the kesef miknato yashiv. We go back to the sale price. Okay. Now what happens if karalo mamatay matayim? What happens if he was worth like say 200 per year? And the Gemara says, kesef however, matayim kesef. And there, however, but as time went on, unfortunately, something happened to him or whatever it was, and his value decreased such that it's only worth, from say here on out, only 100 per year. So, how do we know now that you actually do the, let's say, 3 years to go, he would only have to pay 300, not 600? We go according to the Shanim. So, you see, the Memkar and Shanim, it seems to be all every either way, it's going to be in this Eved's favor. Now, here, like before we go any further, just Lamanu sort of continues because the psukim really referred to Nimkar Lagoy. We'll get to this in a second because I've really been explaining like an Eved Ivri. So, in other words, what clearly it's what's called Kesef al, the Kesef al Eliona for the Eved, that he has to pay the lesser of the two values. Fine. Now, the Gemara says, Nimkar, Lamanu Nimkar Lagoy, Kishu Nigal, Yado le Eliona. So this pasuk really teaches about a goy. Now, the reason why I was careful here to shift gears is because when someone's an Eved Ivri is sold to a goy, he's nimkar ad yovel. That's why the Rashi explains the psukim, we'll see in a moment. Okay, well, not here in Asugi, but that's Rashi and psukim and things like that. Well, the Torah says explicitly, nimkar ad yovel. So the Gemara says, okay, all this understanding is the yado el yonah, the Eved yado el yonah, is an advantageous position. If you like, to take the lower of the two, either his present value or his original value. However, minayin min kal Yisrael, how do we know in our situation, if he's in the kal Yisrael, kishuhu nigal yado al yona? How do you know in our case, if an Eved Ivri sold to a Jew, really yado al yona? The Gemara understands schir schir l'gzera shava. You've got a gzera shava between psukim, that meaning by the psukim referred to in kar l'goy, in Israel, in kar l'Israel, sold to a Jew. Now, mas chira amur lagoy, Quite clearly, we've got a gzeir shava that connects the two. The two psukim of schir to sphere benefit, to understand, well, the Korban Eder says, k'schir shana b'shana ye'imo, lo yodem b'farech la'anecha. And the other one is, k'schir toshav ye'imach, ad shnat yovel yavod imach. Okay, those are two psukim. Now the Gemara says that Rebbe actually has a different derivation. He says, tamalo mi'galenu y'galenu shalosh pamim. The term y'galenu is used in the psukim three times. So you can see the Korban Eder says, because it says, one of his brothers should redeem him. Or dodo, ben dodo, relative, extended relative, yigalenu should redeem. That's yigalenu too. Or mishar b'sam mishpachto, yigalenu. Yigalenu is mentioned three times. Again, superfluous. That's to lerabot three types of nigalim. Lerabot kol ha'geulot. What are the three? Well, one's nimkar la'akum, someone, a Jew is sold to a goy. Hamocher atatzmo li'Israel, if someone sells himself to an Israel. Or nimkar b'beitin, or beitin sells a person to a Jew. When would that happen? That's when he steals something and he can't pay it back, and his value is equal to the value of the thing he stole. Those are three cases. Fine, so you've got the connection between the two. Now the Gemara, now, if you like, digs a little bit deeper into this Nimkar Legoi. In Israel, that was told sold to a goy, which says usually goes to Yovel. And the Pasuk says when his family or members should redeem him. Now Gemara says, V'im lo ga'al ba'ela. Now, the Pasuk, full Pasuk is, Im lo ga'ba'ela v'yatzeh b'shnat Yovel hu v'anavimo. Right, if he's not redeemed by, sounds like family matters, then he should be an Eved Ad Yovel. So the Gemara now sort of tries to address this point, is the Psukim seem to really be discussing family members redeeming. What about anybody else from Israel that tries to save this Jew from being an Eved for an Israel? So Eved to a Goy. So the Gemara now says, it says, Im Be'ela Lishchur, meaning if a family member redeems him, he goes to freedom. Ubishar kol adam, if somebody else would redeem him from a goy, he would be l'shiabud, he would be for servitude. And it says here, just to make it clear, I'll just show you the Korban Eder. It says, ba'eli l'shichrur, you know, v'go'aluhu krovim, enu meshabed lahem. He can't treat them as an eved. Rabbi Yosef glili darish hachi, v'im lo yigal ba'eli v'yatsa b'shanti ovel. Hachi, im lo yigal ba'eli b'krovim ela acherim. We'll see this. This is the Gemara is going to explain some more detail. But Omin Aruchim, he said, "Meshabed lahem v'yatzeh b'shnat yovel." Then you can go out and yovel you. Okay, that's the way he explains. And other family members are free him, whereas other people could treat him as a slave. However, Rabbi Kiva says, "No, it's the opposite." Be'ele l'shiabud u'b'shar kol adam l'shichur. So the question is, if it's reverse position, how do they understand the psukim? So Rabbalah says, actually, from Yochanan, Mushtay Mikra Echad Darshu, they're actually both learning it from the same, or Dorshim, from the same psukim. So if Im Lo Yigal Be'ela, meaning, Rabbi Yosef Glil says, Darish Im Lo Yigal Be'ela, meaning, if it's not the family that's redeeming them, not that he's not redeemed at all, but if it's not the family redeeming them, Ela ba'achirim, but rather other people do, then it's yotze b'yovel. Says mishabed v'yotze. Okay, so he can keep all the way to yovel. That's how I understand psukim. However, Rabbi Kiva says no. Darish im lo yigal ba'ela, meaning ela ba'ela. If he's not redeemed except through these, meaning only family members would mean that ela ba'ela. Then mashlim v'yotze. Then he has to be mishabed to Yovel, whereas other people would, in other words, anyone else, Am Yisrael would, if you like, redeem this person from being an Eved Ivri to a Nochri, he would go free. Now the Gemara says that's a different position. It says, that's Divrei Chachamim, that Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein zeh or Bein zeh l'shach l'shichur. He says, actually, when it comes to other, the Chachamim, they would say that it's actually, either way, when you're freeing this individual, he's being freed 100%. Not just redeemed to be under your servitude. It says Vatanik, and it says Vesigi Yado al Ayado. Sorry, Vesigi Yado, the meaning God's able to attain money. That's Yadatzmo. Umatzake de Loto, that's the next part of the Pasuk. Ma segad shalatzmo, afasagad yadachirim laatzmo. Just as if he paid his own way out, he would be laatzmo, he would be freed completely. If other people would be able to pay his way out, then it would also be le'atzmo for himself. In other words, just to explain, Korban Eder says, "Masegad shlatzmo le'atzmo af yacherim latzmo." It's like gives a change. He says here, rather v'hachi purushu makeshu go elatzmo yotzelechur. Just as if he redeemed himself, he would go lishichur for free. But what's more, af nigal acherim, meaning anybody, harehu le'atzmo. Okay, it's a bit of a shorter daf again today, but we'll stop here and continue from the rest of the show. Kol tov. Have a good day.
It is Ben Azmanim, sof sof.
Yeah.
Thank you.